going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
How are you positioning as the Pittsburgh Steelers to get a quarterback? Beyond Aaron Rodgers, beyond Mason Rudolph, how are you positioning? The waffling has happened because you've had good enough play to always be picking 20th or lower tier, and you can't get these guys. Make no moves up in the draft. I thought Shedeur Sanders would be the pick because of a young quarterback, and maybe you hang your hat on him progressing and becoming the franchise guy. Then that was gone. You look at the Pittsburgh Steelers and how they've been waffling, and I, for the life of me, can't understand what the quarterback situation future looks like.
Marcus Spears on the Steelers, who, as we just kind of went through when we were ranking, we don't really know who the quarterback is going to be. It could be Mason Rudolph. It could be Aaron Rodgers. Those seem to be the two options. Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. Sal is in. And, yeah, would you project, Sal, that the Steelers are going to get their 8-9 wins again this year, even though they are where they are at quarterback? They'll just, the Tomlin pixie dust will get their, get them there.
That's what they do, right? Yeah, that's what they do. If they were have Aaron Rodgers, I think so, right? I mean, he's got it. Is Aaron Rodgers better than anybody else on their roster right now? Does he give them more of a chance to do that?
He was not the same last year, but he was still better than what Pittsburgh has right now, I would want to say. Yeah. The thing, though, is there are things, and this is beyond with Rodgers. You know, when I say there are things that you have to take on with Aaron Rodgers, what are the things you'll think of? Well, he's got to bring all his buddies, right? He's got to bring, you know, Randall Cobb, although I think he finally retired, and all his old Packer buddies, and Alan Lazard has got to come with him, and maybe Nathaniel Hackett's got to come with him as a coach. That's what you think of. For me, though, it's more about what you have to do as an offense. If you have Aaron Rodgers. The Jets last year, watching a lot of good breakdowns about how they were kind of operating, that team, when Rodgers is under center, everything's got to be super quick. They can't have any long developing plays because they can't afford him to take hits. He doesn't like doing play action. He doesn't like doing any of the pre-snap motion stuff. So it's just kind of, this is how the Jets looked last year. You line up, everyone's in their spot, you take the snap, and the ball's out in 2 seconds, and that's basically their offense. And not to say you can do like a million more things with Mason Rudolph, but I just don't know how. I think it's tough. I think it's tough to operate a creative and diverse offense in today's NFL if you have that quarterback who is at his age and might be a little fragile to taking hits. I would want something else if I were any team in the league.
Did you see the Chargers and the Colts Minecraft videos?
I did, yes. And I did see the Colts one before they deleted it, although I'm sure you could still find it somewhere.
No doubt. It's still out there. We broke it down yesterday when Max was doing that. But one of the things we noticed in one of them, and I can't remember which one. They both play the Steelers. In one of them, they have the they have these two, the Steelers are mining. They're mining. The Minecraft guys are mining, and then this mine this cart comes in, another cart, and it's I think it's Rodgers maybe and Tomlin. I'm not sure who it is, and they're going through, and the sign says height 9'8", 9'8", 9'8", 9'8", something like that. Like the most, it was clearly a shot at what you're saying. Like,
right.
This height stops at 9'8" or something like that.
Right. And I don't think they'll get to 9'8" this year. I don't. I think there is one of these years, the comparison I always make is to New England. New England forever, everyone thought, well, as long as Belichick is there, they're at least going to have this floor. And then eventually it was, yeah, not really. The roster got bad enough, and the quarterback situation was bad enough that, no, you're going to win four.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And that happened in New England, and it has not happened to Pittsburgh yet, but I do think if they continue down this road, maybe it's not even this year, but I think eventually they have one of those seasons where it all just implodes. And honestly, a Steelers fan right now is acting like they might want that, because that's how they get a quarterback.
This has been the talk kind of this last week or so about the NFL, and I've always advocated for an NFL lottery. I think that we should have an NFL lottery. What really got me there mostly, Joe, was when the Colts clearly tanked to get Andrew Luck after Peyton Manning was going to have surgery, and they didn't have a season, and they clearly said, oh, we're just going to get, you know, the we're going to get Andrew Luck coming out. And yes, I think that that is exactly what some fans would want, right? Have a bad season, get the best quarterback. It is not what the Steelers do, though. It's never going to be in their DNA. They're not going to go out there and try and lose, even organizationally. We all know, let's say this up front, players do not tank. Coaches do not tank. They are trying to win.
Right.
Organizationally, though, the organization can set a team up to make sure they don't have the best chance to win. That's what tanking would be. I saw some people saying the other day, some guy was on Twitter saying, oh, good luck telling a guy to not block who's trying to rip off your face. No, we're not saying players tank. No one does that. But organizationally, you can set a team up to not be their best. And I know that last year, the Patriots beat the Bills in that last week. And the Giants beat the Colts, remember, in week 17 or 18, which cost them. That can happen. It's not as easy to do in football. I get it. But I still think it is possible to set yourself up to be in that position, which leads me to don't incentivize losing. Get us to a lottery. We have people talking about tanking for Arch Manning next year. Whether that's the case or not, I don't know. But I do think we should get to a lottery.
How many teams, though, can you remember that have ever done it for like a full season? Because there are examples of that in other sports. I mean, we have one here, local in hockey. I mean, the Sixers did it multiple times in the NBA. You know, there are teams where that has happened. You bring up a good one on the Colts. The Colts I hadn't thought of, because that's a whole season. That is Curtis Painter is their week one starter. Beyond that, though, you know, like the Jets, remember the Jets played their way out of Trevor Lawrence? Like,
they did.
Last year, the Patriots played their way out of number one. Although I will say, they might have been trying. They didn't maybe know Joe Milton was going to be that good in the finale. Because remember, they did take Drake May out. But you know what I mean? Like, would you expect anybody this year, goes into the season thinking, okay, we're gonna our plan is to be terrible because this quarterback is coming out. Maybe the Saints get there by where their circumstances are, but I feel like in football it doesn't happen as much as in other sports.
No. It's harder to do, I think, for a lot of different reasons, but you're right, you just don't normally get it anyway. It's not rooted in the DNA of the people who coach or play. I'm not saying it is in these other sports, but you have these longer seasons where you know that like it's going to be a grind and all that. I don't even know if the Saints, because they have Kamara still, and there's veteran moves team. They could make, right? There's moves they could make. They might be the most, and they did draft Tyler Shuck. I mean, like maybe they feel like he's a guy that they can win with in the future.
Sure. Yeah, that's what, if it's not them, I don't really see an obvious team where like, oh, this team is just they're going all in on the number one pick. But that can change quickly. Milton Stanhold, we'll get to you right when we come back. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio. We've got Dave Buchanan coming up in 9. The Bandits are starting the NLL Finals tonight, Game 1 at KeyBank Center. We'll have it on WGR. We'll talk with Dave coming up in 9. Stay tuned.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.